Ninth grade biology. Readings for Tuesday, April 21st. Chapter 16, pages 320 through 322. Page 320. Starting at Hardy-Weinberg genetic equilibrium. It is clear from the example of the 4 o'clock flowers that phenotype frequencies can change dramatically from generation to generation. But what happens to allele frequencies over generations? A German physician, Wilhelm Weinberg, living from 1862 through 1937, and a British mathematician, Godfrey Hardy, living from 1877 through 1947, independently showed that genotype frequencies in a population tend to remain the same from generation to generation, unless acted on by outside influences. This principle is referred to as Hardy-Weinberg genetic equilibrium, and it is based on a set of assumptions about an ideal hypothetical population that is not evolving. Number one, no net mutations occur, that is, the alleles remain the same. Number two, individuals neither enter nor leave the population. Number three, the population is large, ideally infinitely large. Number four, individuals mate randomly. Number five, selection does not occur. Bear in mind that true genetic equilibrium is a theoretical state. Real populations, such as the flock of mallards in figure 16-4, may not meet all of the conditions necessary for genetic equilibrium. By providing a model of how genetic equilibrium is maintained, the Hardy-Weinberg principle allows us to consider what forces disrupt genetic equilibrium. Page 321. Disruption of genetic equilibrium. Evolution is the change in a population's genetic material over generations, that is, a change of the population's allele frequencies or genotype frequencies. Any exception to the five conditions necessary for Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium can result in evolution. Mutation. The first requirement for genetic equilibrium is that allele frequencies not change overall because of mutations. Spontaneous mutations occur constantly, at very low rates, under normal conditions. But if an organism is exposed to mutagens, mutation-causing agents such as radiation and certain chemicals, mutation rates can increase significantly. Mutations can affect genetic equilibrium by producing totally new alleles for a trait. Many mutations are harmful, although some have no effect. Because of natural selection operates only on genes that are expressed, it is very slow to eliminate harmful recessive mutations. In the long run, however, beneficial mutations are a vital part of evolution. Gene flow. The second requirement for genetic equilibrium is that the size of the population remains constant. If individuals move, genes move with them. Immigration is the movement of individuals into a population, and emigration is the movement of individuals out of a population. The behavioral ecology of some animal species encourages immigration and emigration. Common baboons live on the savannas of eastern Africa in social and breeding groups called troops. A troop is dominated by a few adult males, and it may have from 10 to 200 members. Females tend to remain with the troop they are born into. However, younger or less dominant males leave their birth troop, eventually joining another troop. This constant movement of male animals ensures gene flow. Gene flow is the process of genes moving from one population to another. Gene flow can occur through various mechanisms, such as the migration of individuals or the dispersal of seeds or spores. Page 322. Genetic drift. The third requirement of genetic equilibrium is the presence of a large population. The Hardy-Weinberg principle is based on the laws of probability, which are less applicable to smaller populations. Genetic drift is the phenomenon by which allele frequencies in a population change as a result of random events or chance. In small populations, the failure of even a single organism to reproduce can significantly disrupt the allele frequency of the population, as can greater than normal reproduction by an individual, resulting in genetic drift. Because it can result in significant changes within a population, genetic drift is thought to be another possible mechanism for the evolution of new species. Figure 16-5 shows a graph of genetic drift in populations of three differing sizes. Small populations can undergo abrupt changes in allele frequencies, exhibiting a large degree of genetic drift, whereas large populations retain fairly stable allele frequencies, maintaining a small degree of genetic drift. In the smallest population shown in the graph, the frequency of the example allele reaches zero at about the 45th generation. If we assume that the population started with two alleles for a trait, then only one allele is left, and every individual is homozygous for that trait. Once this change happens, the population is in danger of becoming extinct because there is no variation for natural selection to act on. For example, a natural disaster or a new disease could wipe out the entire population. For this reason, endangered species, such as the northern elephant seal, as shown in Figure 16-6, remain in peril of extinction, even as their numbers increase. Page